My guest this time is Dr. Harvey Kushner. He's one of the most respected terrorism experts in the world, and he's also the director of the Terrorism and Homeland Security Institute at Long Island University. We've asked him to assess what we've learned in the wake of Monday's attack at Ohio State University. And Dr. Kushner, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
Well, we certainly know that the attacker has been identified, Abdul Azak Ali Artan. He was, I believe, 20 years old, a Somali refugee legally in the United States. He left what some are calling a manifesto. I'm not sure the length of it is quite worthy of that definition. But from what you read on his Facebook post and elsewhere, what stood out to you about possible motivation and what we can learn from this?
Well, you know, what stood out for me is that we're faced with these sort of, given the nickname lone wolves, these inspired ISIS attackers, that it's almost impossible to have a handle on all of them. This individual probably should have raised some red flags given when he came here, because at the time when he came here and a time when ISIS was beginning to be in full bloom and recruiting was heavily on the internet, and the area of the world which he came here and he was brought in should have raised some questions of more extreme vetting of individuals coming into this country. But that said, this was a good outcome in a sense. It wasn't a good outcome that it happened, but I think it was fortuitous that there was a police officer there at the time. I think was called because of a gas leak or something, and he acted very quickly in ending, which could have been a very tragic situation. But this is textbook of the MO, which ISIS and other jihadis worldwide have called against the West, and this type of attack occurs all over the world. They're using knives, they're using automobiles, but that's the bad news. The good news is that the action here, well, it happened on the college campus. Colleges are aware of what happened, you know, shelter in place to run and to try to escape and to fight, to hide. It's a new way of dealing with this. So I think we can be encouraged, not because of what happened, but because of the quick reaction at Ohio State. And by the authorities and by the universities themselves who have taken good protocols put into place to prevent these types of things.
Let me follow up quickly on a couple of things you've said there, Dr. Kushner. First of all, when it comes to vetting, what should have been done differently? What should be done differently moving forward, whether it's specific things that can be done to scrutinize potential refugees better or, as some have suggested, putting a pause on refugees from certain areas?
Well, you know, that's a highly controversial issue, as we saw played out in this campaign. But we have to be concerned with certain areas of the world which are hotbeds for this type of behavior and possible stimulation. And we have to take a look at the person's background, and there has to be much more deep interviewing techniques because, let's face it, this individual, as I hear, did well in community college. In fact, I think he graduated with honors. But look what happened. Look how quickly he snapped. And it's a repeat performance. We had something at a mall a couple of months prior to that. So, indeed, our authorities need to be able to get data on individuals who want to come in here. There has to be a very deep interviewing process. And there has to be some type of follow-up while they're here. I'm not saying pause completely from all areas of the world, but certainly certain areas are somewhat more problematic. That said, however, what's happened throughout Europe and with the European Union and movements between countries there, would also makes it difficult to vet people coming here from the areas as well. So we really need to step back and take a look at the process that we have currently in terms of gathering data about individuals and making sure that these individuals don't pose a serious threat.
Let's talk about the radicalization here from what you just mentioned and what other witnesses and friends of this attacker have said is that they didn't see anything coming. We often say, where are the people that saw the warning signs? And it seems, at least to the people, some of the people who have known him and have spoken out, that he didn't seem radical or obsessed with this sort of thing. So the suggestion is that it happened rather quickly. Based on your research, realizing that everyone's different, is this something that can simply make someone snap at some point, or is there a building up and escalating presence in their thinking?
I would think a lot of what you said is true. I would think it is a build-up, but it's not recognizable to the general public or the people close by because they're not trained necessarily as psychologists, psychiatrists, or people involved in looking at individuals from a certain region of the world. But I don't think that this just necessarily happens overnight. You know, sort of there's an epiphany that the person should go out and do this. I think this is building up. I think most likely it was disguised in his behavior prior to this. But I don't think this was sort of the straw that broke the camel's back, and all of a sudden I'm going to go out and act. I think there was a build-up here, and I think we have to be more astute at recognizing some of these signs. And quite frankly, I'll get in trouble for saying this, but I will say it. When you bring in people from certain regions of the world who have cultures and backgrounds that are somewhat different than what we have here in the States, this unfortunately lays the groundwork for something like this to spring up. That said, you could have none of that and it still could happen. We see that with people coming from different parts of the world going out to fight with Iran and to join ISIS. But I think people from certain regions of the world that are problematic, which we know have bringing in political baggage with them, one way or the other, could pose a problem in the future. And I think that this here represents such an incident.
ISIS has effectively claimed responsibility for this, and they have recommended stabbing attacks fairly recently. When you look at ISIS jumping on a story like this, is there a way to actually determine whether or not they were effective in at least inspiring this sort of attack, or do you think they're just seeking media attention?
It really doesn't matter anymore. I mean, whether or not the person was a card-carrying member, whether or not he went on the internet and went to that site and read it over and over again and decided to act, it really doesn't matter because, in fact, it's there. They ask for it to happen, and it happens. A lot of people say, well, we shouldn't worry because he's not a card-carrying member. Look, this is the 21st century. We communicate through social media, ideas. And so you have a responsibility. You know, words are words. Putting this in sending it right out there is, almost yelling fire in a crowded movie theater. I know I'm protected under our Constitution, but words do matter. They do. And to sit down now and to think whether or not he actually went there, he knew an individual, he was inspired by Al-Awlaki, I don't think it matters. It matters that we have this situation, we need to deal with it, no matter what the actual instigating fact was here.
Dr. Kushner, we'll leave it there, sir. Thank you very much for your time, as always.
Thank you, Greg. Bye.
Dr. Harvey Kushner is the director of the Terrorism and Homeland Security Institute at Long Island University. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.